Hello, 103. How you doing? Today we're going to do a different type of elasticity question. The last time we looked at a linear demand curve and we calculated the point elasticity along a few spots along the demand curve. And we saw with the linear demand curve that was really simple because the elasticity formula is just 1 over the slope times price divided by quantity. Today what we're going to look at is something that looks more complicated, but it's actually just a few more arithmetic calculations. So we're going to look at a discrete elasticity, or an elasticity that's arising from a discrete price change. We call this an arc elasticity, and maybe one way to think about it is to call it an average elasticity. So the question starts out, it's got this kind of very ugly looking demand function. So it's not like the last one we looked at. It says the quantity demanded is equal to 60 minus 2 times its own price, plus 0.5 times the price of the other good, minus 0.1 times your income. So there's lots of things going on here. There's the demand curve that depends on its own price, other prices, and the person's income. So like the question states here, right at the back, you might think it's too hard because the formula looks so nasty, but it really isn't. We just have to plug things in. So the actual question comes down here and it says, suppose that the price of Y is given to us, it's just equal to 10. And your income is also given to us, it's just equal to 100. If that's the case, then find the quantity that are demanded, find the quantity demanded for good X when the price of X goes from 20 down to 10, and then calculate the arc elasticity over that price range. Now, the reason why we're not calculating a point elasticity is because we've got two prices, right? Okay, so what's the first step here? The first step is really simple. Let's just take these values for price of good Y and income, and let's just plug them in. Plug income in there, and we'll take the price of our other good, and we'll plug it in there. So what do we get? We get the quantity of X is equal to 60 minus 2 times PX plus 0.5 times, that's 10, minus 0.1 times, what's the income? The income is 100. So I just plug in for PY and I plug in for M. A half times 10 is 5. 0.1 times 100 is 10. So 5 minus 10 is minus 5. So this is just equal to 60 minus 2px minus 5. But 60 minus 5 is 55, so we can write this demand curve as 55 minus 2px. Now, I thought I could do something there, but let's graph that demand curve. If we graph this demand curve, we'll put quantity of X down here, and we'll put the price of X up there. Then what do we have? We notice that when the price of X is 0, the quantity demanded is 55, so there's a horizontal intercept right there. When the quantity demanded is X, then we get 55 divided by 2, that's 27.5. So we've got an intercept over here that's 27.5. We connect those points. There's our demand curve, poorly drawn as usual. Now we're asked, what happens when the price goes from 20 to 10? Well, let's figure that out. So here's our price of 20. And what we're doing is we're trying to look for this quantity. What do? We just plug in the 20 here, right? So 2 times 20 is 40, 55 minus 40. That must mean we've got 15. What about when the price is 10? When the price is 10, what will be the quantity demanded? Well, when the price is 10, 2 times 10 is 20. 55 minus 20 is 35. So look at that. Our downward sloping demand curve obeys the law of demand. When the price falls, the quantity demanded increases. But we're interested in the elasticity. Now, we want to know what's the elasticity between point A and point B, because that's our discrete change in price. We could calculate a point elasticity here, but that wouldn't seem like an accurate measure of elasticity over the whole range. We could calculate the elasticity here, but that also doesn't seem like it would be an accurate estimate of the elasticity. So what we want to do is we want to calculate an average elasticity over this whole range, call it E bar. And we know from the book, change my color here, we know from the book that our elasticity formula in the discrete sense is equal to the change in the quantity of X divided by the change in the price of X multiplied by the average price of X over the range and the average quantity over that range. So all we have to do is just figure out what these components are and then just plug them into our formula. So what's the change in X? Well, the change in X was, as I went from point A to point B, the change in X, I went from 15 to 35, that's 20. So my numerator there is 20. What's my change in price? My change in price, I went from 20 to 10, so my change in price was minus 10. What's my average price? My average price is 10 plus 20 divided by 2, so that's 30 divided by 2. That sounds like 15 to me. So we got 15. And then what's my average Q? So I've got 50 divided by 2, that's 25. There you go. Okay, so now I just figure what that is, and that's minus 6 over 5, which equals minus 1.2. Okay. So the elasticity of demand is just above the unitary elastic point in the elastic region of the demand curve. Now, just going back to this equation up here, we can say a few other things. Without actually calculating the cross-price elasticity, you see how there's a plus sign here? So I know that when the price of Y goes up, I know that that's going to mean that the quantity of demanded of good X is going to go up. So with a plus sign there, I know that X and Y here are substitutes, because the price of Y and the quantity of X are moving together. On the other hand, notice that I've got a minus sign in front of my income. That means when my income goes up, my quantity demanded of X goes down. So just by seeing that negative sign there, I know that good X is inferior. Okay, there you go.